Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Connie McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to another show of In the Arms of the Angels on Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, we're on once a month, having our friend Dr. Connie on to give us all kinds of great wisdom and do some readings for us. So if you want to dial in for a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. And here we go, Dr. Connie.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Welcome, everyone. I would, by the way, the readings are free. They'll be done at the half hour part of the show. So please call in if you feel so inclined to do. I do have a website at www.drconniesays.com, and I would love for you to take a peek and see what I have there, and also have an email address at drconniesays@gmail.com. So if you have any comments, questions, concerns, anything going on, just would love to hear from you. I would I'd like to start out with a prayer this evening. So if you would join me, please. I'm calling in the angels, universal love, universal guidance and wisdom. You know that I have been particularly excited about this particular show and this particular topic, which suggests to me that there are some people out there who need this message. As always, it is an honor and a privilege to speak for you and have you speak through me. So with that, I dedicate this show to you and pray that whoever listens to this show will be blessed by the words. And with that, we will get started. So thank you very much. Okay, I want to introduce a new term to you. And this term is gapping. G-A-P-P-I-N-G, gapping, like you would, there's a gap between two points and something fills in that gap, and that action is called gapping. I'm going to start out with a scripture, and then I'll unfold the meaning and why this is so critically important for us who are on our spiritual journey. And I would like to acknowledge that my sister-in-law was the one who gave me this term, so I do want to let you guys know this wasn't my original inspiration, but I am taking this from other sources, so I do want to give credit where credit's due. So there's a story in the Bible found in the book of Exodus. Exodus is in the Old Testament, and Exodus is the second book in the Old Testament, and it's pretty much the story of Moses and leading the children of Israel out of bondage into the wilderness and then into the promised land. And in the 17th chapter of Exodus, they talk about Moses was leading the children. They were still in the wilderness. And all of a sudden, they got hit upon by an army. So what Moses did was he asked his right-hand man, his general, Joshua, to find the strongest men among the families that he was leading into the promised land to fight, because they weren't soldiers. They had been slaves for everyone in that group. They'd been slaves their entire life because they had been held in captivity for so long. So Joshua took the group together, and Moses says, I'm going to go up to the top of the mountain, and So you go ahead and go down in the valley and fight, and I'm going to be up in the top of the mountain, and I'm going to be overlooking what's going on. So he goes up to the top of the mountain, and he said, I need to take people with me. So he took his brother Aaron, and he took his brother-in-law, Hur, and he goes up to the mountain, and he has this rod. This is the sacred rod, the staff, the stick that God had given to Moses. So Moses stood on the top of this mountain, and he took his two hands, and he held the stick up over his head. And as long as he held the stick up, the Israelites would win the battle. But after a while, he started getting tired. So, and his arms started to come down. And when his arms started to come down, the Israelites began to lose. So what Aaron and Hur did was they took a rock. They put it there where Moses was and had Moses sit down. Then Aaron stood on one side of Moses. Hur stood on the other side of Moses. They each grabbed one of his arms, and they held his arms up. They held his arms up throughout the entire day into the evening until the battle was won. That is a pictorial view of my definition of gapping. Gapping is when we are on our journey, and we're fighting the good fight. We're being faithful, and we're praying, and we're meditating, and we're reading, and we're studying, and we're doing everything that we feel like Spirit has us to do. We feel like that we're listening to our intuition. We feel like that we're on the sacred journey and on the road that we should be on and the road that we want to be on. But things keep going. Things just continue to be so hard. We lose the job. We get hurt. We fall into looking at other ways to fill our needs, whether it's tobacco or alcohol or sex or drugs or purchasing things or whatever we need. I have a couple of patients that have eating disorders, and they weigh up into the 400, almost 500 pounds because they have this need. That's how they meet their need is by eating. And so there's any number of ways that we try to make ourselves feel better when we're on the journey. But we're on the right road. We're doing what we're supposed to do, and it's just like we can't do it on our own. This is the time when you ask someone to gap for you, when you ask someone to stand in that place and support you so that you can get past the particular issue that you're going through, and you begin to the waves tend to calm down. You find the answer. The problem gets solved. You know that you're past that particular hurdle. So gapping is asking people that you know their heart, and you know their spirit, and you know that they are spiritually sound. There are a lot of people that you should not ask to gap for you, because they may be, although they may be friends of yours, there may be jealousy issues. Let's say that you're working toward this particular goal, and you have a friend that's very jealous that you have this goal. So this person would not be an adequate person to stand by you and hold you in a place that is going to successfully move you into the place that you want to be in towards your goal. So you want to find people that are going to stand for you. Moses handpicked two people that he knew very well, his brother who had been with him from the very beginning when God asked Moses to stand before Pharaoh and plead for his people, for Moses' people, the Israelites. Aaron was there. He's been there since day one. And he was also very close to his brother-in-law, so he knew their heart. He knew their spirit. He knew their maturity in the time when he needed them most. He knew that these people would be there to support him without bringing in jealousy, criticism, judgment, anything that would belittle or diminish what Moses needed to do was to hold up this rod, this staff to, you know, up to the heavens. So when you want to ask someone to for you, when you are in a place that you just feel like you are on your last breath, ask the angels and ask your higher self for wisdom on who to call on that would stand for you, and tell them exactly what it is you need, so that they can support you in a way that works for you. Aaron and Hur knew exactly what they needed because they saw where Moses was being weak. He couldn't hold his arms up. He was getting tired. He needed to sit down. So they could physically see exactly what Moses needed. There may be something when you're asking someone to gap for you that they can't physically see it, but you can certainly in your conversation, you can explain to someone, I'm having such a hard time. I'm so devastated that, you know, my relationship broke up. I don't know how I'm going to meet my bills. I keep getting weaker and sicker, and I can't seem to find the health that I want. But you balance that statement out with something like, but I know that God has my back. I know that I'm going to get through this. I know that you continue to stand in your faith. Asking someone to gap for you is not an opportunity to whine and complain about how hard your life is or how terrible this person was that broke your heart or how you should have gotten this break on the job or you should have, you know, life should have been more fair or whatever it is that you're facing. Asking someone to gap for you is not an opportunity to have a gripe fest. It is someone who is standing solid in their faith, because when Aaron and her held up Moses' arms, they were keeping his arm steady. They were holding him in faith. They were keeping him on a good, solid foundation. They had him sit on a rock that wasn't going to go anywhere. So he was standing in his faith. Even though he was weak, he knew that God was going to prevail. So I hope, and I've said a million times that this is so hard when I can't see you. So I hope that you get the difference between telling somebody how hard it is and just making it a complaint session versus telling someone how hard it is, but couching it in, but I know God's got my back. But I know I'm on the right path. But I know that things are going to get better. Something along that line. So you want to find those people that are going to hold you in a place to pray for you and be there for you so that you get through the particular rough time. One thing that Moses did not do, and usually the scripture is pretty clear, when there people are griping and complaining, when people are jealous, or when there's an emotional involvement. If you read the Bible, the scriptures are usually pretty clear if there's an emotional attachment to the story. I'm thinking of Jacob and Esau, when these were a set of twins that were born, and from the very beginning, one was very jealous of the other. So the Bible is very clear on that. Cain and Abel, that Cain had the thoughts that he had about Abel. So there is no mention of any complaining. There is no mention of any whining from either the people that were down in the valley fighting or the people that were standing on the mountain supporting those that were fighting in the valley. If you accept gapping for somebody, if somebody asks you and you say, yes, I would be proud and honored to stand in that space, I would have to think that Aaron and her got tired. They had to stand there all day. And the Bible just, you know, they couldn't leave Moses to go find them a rock to sit on. They couldn't, it doesn't talk about them being able to find a comfortable place. And I'm sure that they got tired of holding this man's arms all day long, but they were willing to accept the discomfort, whether it's physical discomfort, financial discomfort, a time discomfort, whatever it may cost for you to gap for someone, then you need to be sure that you're in a place that you can do that, that you have the availability, because this is not saying how many times has someone asked you to, you know, I really need you to support me in this. I really need your help. I really need you. And you go, yeah, no problem. You know, I got your back. And then you get busy and you don't have as much time and attention for this individual as you had indicated you would at the beginning. So if you are going to accept gapping for someone in this context of holding someone because they were helping to hold Moses in his faith when they were saying that they were holding his arms steady. It's the concept of they were holding him in a place so that his faith could continue to grow. So when you ask someone to, that's why it's so important when you ask someone to gap for you, that you know the heart of the individual. And if someone asks you to gap for them, then you know what might be at stake. So it's not a frivolous, oh sure, no problem, you know, I'll be there. And then life happens. So, I thought it was very interesting when we go through a circumstance and someone is, when you have this person, even though Moses was going through a physically tough time, because he held his faith, even though, yes, he asked for help, he needed the help. He knew he couldn't get through the entire day of holding his arms over his head. When he asked Joshua, who was his general, his right-hand man, to go pick people to go into the battle, one thing that I find so interesting is after the Israelites defeated this particular army, they defeated the army to the extent that, according to the Bible, it said that God took every descendant from this particular tribe who was fighting the Israelites, took every single descendant from this tribe and completely took them off the earth over a series of years. But at there are now no descendants, according to the Bible, there are now no descendants of this particular tribe that are alive today. So, Joshua, because he was able to work with Moses, he built his strength up. And he went later, as he was going into battle, it was like he was recalling this event of how Moses stood strong and asked for strength and stood strong. Joshua was able to do that in many of later battles. So when there's a perk for gapping, because the spirit that you put in is going to come back to you, and there is a lesson that you will learn in standing for somebody. So it's not like it's someone's going to borrow $10 and never get it back. It's like they borrow $10 and they give you back $100. So there's definitely a perk for being the individual who will stand for just stand for somebody. But I wanted to go through some of the things. We have a few minutes here before Mark comes on for the halftime here. But there's a few things that are in this story that led up to this event on top of the mountain that I thought was so telling for how we live our spiritual journey. And the first thing is that when Moses was called to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, out of slavery, he was just out doing his thing. He was he herded sheep for his father-in-law. So he's out in the middle of the wherever you are, herding all these sheep. When he gets the call from God to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh that the Israelites need to leave. So there are times when it is the time for us to be moved in a different direction, when God is going to start calling us, when Spirit is going to start speaking to us, when all of a sudden thoughts of doing something kind of sounds interesting, or thoughts of being with the same people just don't seem as attractive anymore, and things you used to do just don't seem as fun as they used to, and you really kind of feel drawn in your spirit to go back to school or start a new activity or do something that you haven't done before. And this is the kind of thing that happened for Moses when he was being asked to, you know, to do this different job. What Moses did when God spoke to him, and if you will recall, this is the event where the bush was set on fire, but it wasn't burned up. The fire didn't eat the bush. It just kept burning. And the voice came out of this burning bush and was talking to Moses. So when Moses got the call, he followed his guidance. He did what he really felt in his heart he was supposed to do, even though he felt he wasn't up for the task. There's indications from Bible scholars that Moses stuttered. And he actually wanted Aaron to be the spokesperson because Aaron didn't stutter. And God said, no, I want you to do it. So God is going to sometimes call us in our areas of when we feel like that there's areas of weakness that we can't do it as an opportunity to just strengthen us. So even though you don't feel that you're up for the task, then because you physically are, you know, too young, too old, too tall, too short, too whatever, some physical something that you feel like keeps you from fulfilling what God wants you to do, you can use this example that God was asking a man who had some sort of a speech impediment to be a spokesperson for him. On the spiritual side, Moses was being asked to go toward the most powerful man at that time in the world. He was asked to be going toward the Pharaoh of Egypt. And he was having to do this on faith because the person, there wasn't going to be a physical person that was the voice in the bush. That physical person was not going to be standing next to Moses. It was going to be the spirit of that person. So God was asking Moses with his speech impediment to go toward the most powerful man in Egypt, in the world, and make this command from God that you need to let my people go. So sometimes when we move toward what God wants us to do, what he's asking us to do sounds so large and so insurmountable that if we go with our logical minds, we know that we will never complete the task that God wants us to do because we thought, well, we will think ourselves out of it. I must have heard God wrong. There's no way that God would want me to go back to school and become a CEO or start a business or whatever it is that you're feeling led to do. So on the physical side, there's nothing that would keep you from doing what God asks you to do based on your physicality. And on the spiritual side, there's nothing that God can't complete if you stay in your faith, regardless of how large or looming or scary or insurmountable that particular thing would be. Okay, I need to change gears here and see if Mark is there so he can do his 30-minute advertisement. Okay.
I was going to make up something silly like some kind of cat meow commercial, but... All right, everybody, you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. You can find out more about this show and other shows on our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com, and you can go to drconniesays.com to find out more about her and her services. If you want to call in for a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And with that, why don't you go ahead and just talk for a minute or two, and let me go screen some more callers. I'll be right back.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. So I'm going to continue on here in the way that I feel like that Moses' journey that led to his mountaintop experience of needing to be gapped, of needing gapping and asking for gapping, how that parallels, I think, with so much of our personal journey. So he's doing his own task when, you know, God asks him to move into something different. He has to overcome both his physical fears about his physicality and fears about the looming largeness of the task that he was being asked to do. And he had to walk and trust in his faith, because what happened was God would say, okay, now I need you to do this. Okay, now I need you to do that. So it wasn't a complete blueprint and a complete plan God had given to Moses. It was done in increments. It was done in steps. And it was walking in faith, even though you don't really, when you only go a step at a time, you don't, obviously don't get the big picture, until right up, he's walking up to the Red Sea. He's got an entire nation of people, and he's walking up to the Red Sea, and, you know, then God says, put your staff, your stick, your rod in the water, and then the waters part, and they book on across the Red Sea. Yes.
All right, are you ready?
Oh, yes, I am ready.
Okay. Anna, you're on with
yes,
Dr.
Hi.
Hi, Anna, how are you this evening?
I'm good, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am, thank you for calling in. How can we help you?
Just like to hear from the angels. What you getting there for me? What, is there a message?
Okay. Okay. There are issues of evidently some situation that you're going through.
Okay.
That is asking, what God is asking you to do is have faith in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
To believe and trust that the angels have got your back and that everything is going to come out into the way that is for your highest good.
Okay.
To be sure that you ask, if you specifically call on Archangel Michael to help you with this situation. So Archangel Michael deals with life purpose. He deals with safety and protection. So if it's something along those lines, and evidently it's something that has to do with some feeling of security, because he also wants you to know that not only are you safe, but your loved ones are safe,
mm-hmm.
and that okay. you're all being protected.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you, both messages. Thank you.
Okay, hold on for a second.
Hi.
Cheryl.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Yes, I'm going to have a question about a guy named Sam. And do you know when I will hear from him or because we've been clashing a lot lately, and he is very stubborn. So I wonder, is this going to proceed through, or is this the ending of us, or what do you see for that? Please and thank you.
You're welcome. Would you say Sam, S-A-M, Sam?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your name?
Sherelle.
Sherelle. All right. Thank you, Sherelle.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. I got to tell you, I haven't played out the cards yet, but I am having red flags about this Sam person. So not that he may not be the one, but certainly that there needs to be some issues resolved before. Let's see. Oh. I got to tell you. Love these cards.
Tell me. I want to know.
Okay. Are you feeling guilty about any part of this relationship?
Okay. Yeah, we're not relationship.
Are you? Okay. All right.
No, we've been just knowing each other since last year. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. So one of the things that Michael is telling me to tell you is that deep in your heart, you already know the best course of action to take. So part of this, and he wants you to step back from the situation and just let the universe deal with however this is going to deal.
Okay.
So
that is right. I do know, but it's just something that I'm drawn to about him at the same time. So that's why it's hard to kind of let go, because even though we're not together, it's just something about him that I'm just attracted to.
Well, it's probable that you've had a past life with him.
Oh,
and it could be that you're working out whatever needs to be worked out in this lifetime could be something that started in another lifetime.
Okay.
So and that's why it's Michael was wanting you, and maybe there may be something that you have maybe have done in a previous lifetime, because he's also asking you to forgive yourself. So there may be something that you're holding on to that you're not even aware of.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
But
as you would say that, forgive myself. I don't know. Like you said, something I might be holding on to. I don't know what that is. And that's something I have to meditate and think about.
Yes, I want you to do that. Because there may be some anger toward him, or there may be some anger towards you for something that you could or should or would have done. So
yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's just more of a sexual thing with us. I don't believe it's an emotional attachment, because he's in a relationship at the moment, and that's why slightly backing off, because I don't want to be involved in that. And we just don't do stuff. We rarely text or talk to each other, but it's just something that I'm drawn to him about.
Okay. So you already know, if you follow your guidance and just step back and let the universe deal with it however the universe needs to, then the answer to your question will resolve itself.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Just let that follow through.
Okay,
I appreciate
you.
And thank you for the host, too. I forgot his name. I don't know his name. But thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Y'all have a blessed night. And God keep
you. All right, thank you. You, too. Thank you so much.
Welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All righty. Let's go ahead and do that. She had really nice energy.
Yeah, she does, doesn't she?
Yeah, very soft.
Mm-hmm.
She don't sound like anybody you'd want to mess around with.
No, it's the little, when you're going through the, looking at a dog, it's the silent dog that looks like a docile that could take the seat out of your pants.
Yeah, yeah. Someone you don't mess with, but a very loving heart.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we get some good lineups tonight, too, because Anna had amazing energy. All right. Let me go ahead and give out the number to everybody again. If you want to call in for a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. Why don't we go ahead and do what I like to do every month. Why don't you go ahead and pull three cards, whatever you feel like pulling, to give everybody a reading for the month of September.
Okay.
Those are always fun.
Yes, they are fun. Okay. All right. But Michael is saying that the month of September is a new beginning and a fresh start. This will be new opportunities. It will be a time for new awareness. And it really comes at a beautiful time in the fall, when there's going to be so much change anyway, and it's moving into looking at the beauty of the fall season, and moving into the sleep of the winter, that it's just a great time to start something and look at the freshness that the universe has for us. Another thing going along with the new beginnings and the fresh start is really being aware of what our inner voice says and what our inner guidance says, and to do it. I was reading Florence Scovel Shinn, and she always admonishes that when you get a nudge or a guidance, that you do it immediately. And what most of us do is we talk ourselves out of it because it seems too ridiculous or too implausible for it to happen. So with the new beginnings and the fresh start, one of the ways that that's going to happen is that you listen to your inner self. And lastly, what Michael wants for us to know in the month of September is how much we are loved, and that we are eternally loved. And it doesn't matter what it is we do, that we're still going to be loved, and that we can take the opportunity to look at all the love that surrounds us in nature, in people that maybe hold a door open, maybe smile, maybe let you in, you know, into when you're merging into traffic, something like that, of being aware of how much caring that there is in the world. So if we can hang on to being aware of new opportunities that come, and with that following our guidance, and knowing that there is love and peace in the world, then it should be a pretty good month.
Very, very cool. All right, so we're all set for this evening. I'll just we got about 15 minutes. I'll just let you continue with whatever you want to talk to people about. It's always great to hear what you have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I wanted to finish up, and I was really telling God, because I had some points that I wanted to make, that if these points needed to be made, then they would be made. So evidently he wants me to make them. This is going back to the parallel of Moses' journey to our journey and how it ended up with him needing gapping. So again, he's doing his job, and when he gets called into something different, he has to face his own limitations of his physicality and the enormous job task that that God has asked him to do. Walking in faith, piece by piece, bit by bit, step by step, and taking care of what needs to be taken care of at that moment instead of projecting 6 months into the future and saying, I don't see how this is ever going to happen, and I think that I really made a bad mistake and didn't understand God when he was asking me to do this, because we can always talk ourselves out of what God is asking us to do. It's very important to understand that when God called Moses, when he told him of this enormous task that he had, this is like, think about your town. And now God has asked you to take every single person in this town and move them into Canada. That's the enormous task that God had asked him. And you have to get past your country's leader in order to make that journey, the country leader and the country's armies in order to make that happen. That's that's the huge task that God had asked Moses to do. And then on this task, as you're taking everybody in your town and running away from your country's armies into Canada, into another country, you don't get the whole plan. You get step by step, and you have to go through. It's very important to understand that it's very likely that when you are asked to do and you're following your journey, you will go through a wilderness experience. You will go through a time when you don't see the goal being made. You will go through a time of dryness. You will go through a time of where you don't feel like you're accomplishing anything. You're going to go through a time when there's going to be doubts and questions, and you're going to ask yourself, did I really hear this right? And it is in the wilderness when you will need to ask for gapping. The children of Israel were not expecting to be attacked by this tribe. And we don't expect a lot of the events that happen in our layoff, illness, breakup, lost job, whatever. We don't expect to have these events happen in our lives. But even through the wilderness, Moses always kept his eyes on the goal. He always kept his eyes on the promised land. He always kept his eyes on where God was taking him. And he didn't so much focus on the wilderness as he focused on how God was going to supply his needs and the needs of his people through the wilderness. So his focus was not on how bleak the situation was. The focus was on how mighty God is. So every day God would send food. There were times when there was no water and Moses would take his rod, his stick, and he would tap some of the stones and water would come out. So it's highly possible that when you are doing everything you're supposed to be doing, that when you are feel like that you're following everything and you really thought you had a handle on this journey, that your whole world's going to be turned upside down. And part of the reason for the wilderness is the life lesson that you will learn and the experiences that you will gain and the information that you will need in order to be successful later on. Just like with Joshua, the events he learned while watching Moses, the events he learned while being in the valley, fighting the battle while Moses was on the mountain, he was able to take the faith and the power that he got from that situation, and he put it in other situations and other battles that he fought as the general and as the leader. There are many ways that the, quote, enemy may attack you. And if you understand that there's a lesson to be learned in each thing that you have to endure, if you focus more on the lesson, and if you focus more on God teaching you and supplying your needs through the lesson, then just as God took this entire tribe and wiped them off the face of the earth, God will take that need for that lesson. You won't need it anymore. Once I learned how to add in elementary school, I got to take away the elementary books. You won't need to have those tasks anymore. I'm not being tested anymore on elementary math. I've learned my life lesson in elementary math. You, just as God took the tribe, you will, that events that need to happen in your life for you to learn a particular life lesson, you won't need it anymore once you learn the lesson. Your enemy, your trials, could show up as sickness, as financial problems, as depression, as loneliness, as any number of issues that come up, where you feel that you're unable to make it through. But I am telling you with every fiber of my being that if we will focus on the lessons and on the mighty power of the universe or God or spirit or whoever you call upon, if you focus on that instead of the problem, you will see victory sooner and you will learn your life lesson quicker. Because if worry and anxiety helped, none of us would have problems. If worrying about money helped, we would all be millionaires. If worrying about your next doctor report would help, we would all be in our most robust health. We have to look at what we're focusing on. And one of the lessons for the children of Israel was to focus on and rely on God. Because they didn't even have an army. God had to provide everything. He had to provide men to fight, and he had to provide, you know, every aspect of winning this skirmish, which they did. When you're going through when the army came up to attack the children of Israel, Moses told Joshua to pick your best men. God has given all of us gifts and talents. When we go through our trials, use those gifts and talents to the fullest extent that you can. If you're musically inclined, find music, find your joy and relief in music. If you're gifted in other areas, then find ways to use your gifts and talents. And when you get into a situation that the burden becomes too heavy and you're getting tired and you're getting weak, that's when you ask for spiritually mature people to gap for you so that you are able to make it through to the victory of the situation that you're working in. So with that, Mark, I'm going to give this back to you. I know you're there somewhere.
Yeah, as I fumble around with my mute button.
I'm going to get you a new mute button because you always have problems with your mute button.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody. You've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels of Dr. Connie McNeil. She's on once a month, and you can check out our website for her next date that's coming up in October. And to find out more about the show, you can go to www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Thanks, everybody. Good night, Dr. Connie.
Good night. Good night, Mark. Thank you, everyone.